Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Here comes the.
Y'all don't really want it like.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Greg Evan Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Do this. Thank God it's Friday. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Hey, look, we would be wrong if we didn't start the show by saying thank you to everybody who came out last night and hung out at the Salt Dogs home opener. Yes, we squeezed five innings in between the rain, but we made it happen. It was a lot of fun. Hooksy almost took out Hoensy with a, what'd you throw him, a slurve?
No, it was just a little late-moving fastball.
Golly, you're out there gunning that thing. Not bad, man. Between you and Carter, you guys, my boy got out there and slung one, too.
Carter got me.
That was a fun night last night, man. So many people coming up to say hi, and a great crowd, by the way. Coriel, who works over on 96 Kicks, she comes on our show every once in a while. She is your entertainment between the innings where she, you know, sets up all the games, all the stuff going on. She did such a great job. And my God, it was fun to be at the ballpark. It was fun. Like, I love Husker games. Husker games, baseball games are so fun. We go to them all the time. And there's just a different atmosphere and feel between a Husker game and a Salt Dogs game. And it's just a fun time out there. Everybody BS and hanging out. Got to go sit up with Dixon for a little bit while he was doing some play-by-play. So what a night.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I'm always impressed by those crowds, even with pending weather.
Yeah.
When I got there, I'm like, holy moly, there was look a at line. The parking lot. There was a line.
There was a line like 40 minutes before the game, people trying to get ready to get in and stuff. So it was good. I got a shout out my bro-in-law for him and his staff getting the turf ready out there, getting the field ready. It was a gorgeous. They did a great job of getting the tarp out ahead of time before that downpour that happened.
Oh, boy.
I heard you were out on the golf course trying to Lieutenant Dan through that thing and
we did.
Screaming at the God, you know, God saying, hey, is this the worst you can do?
We lived it out yesterday. We did take a little 30-minute break. They blew the horn. We might have played one hole after the horn.
Yeah.
Dicey, but
sometimes you got
we made it through. We took a 30-minute break, went back out.
I was nervous. Full disclosure, I didn't think you were showing up.
Really? I told you I'd be there.
I know, but as soon as you texted me and said, Willie J, come on, man. You worked at a golf course, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I never did.
Or what did you? What, you golf all the time?
He knows a lot of.
All right. So what happens on a golf course when that horn blows?
Bad stuff.
Everybody goes back to the 19th hole.
That's right.
And they sit in there and for 30 minutes getting tanked and then going back out to golf. As soon as Hook said, oh, yeah, we're going to go sit. We are in a pause right now. I was like, oh, crud. There's zero chance Hooks is going to get here.
Made it happen. Went back out. We actually played three or four additional holes.
Did you?
I still made it.
Look at you. Yeah, no, it was a good time last night, man. And by the way, I don't know who it was that got this great video on Twitter of my kid and of Hooksy throwing out the first pitches and everything, but I appreciate you for that. I sent that video to my family so they could all see, because that was Carter Man's first time throwing out a first pitch.
He did great, but he was charging, though.
He was. by the way, can I real quick, if you haven't met Jake Hoensy before, he's from here. Both he and his brother are cool people, man.
Went to my high school.
Did he? So Jake, good guy. I've gotten to know him over the last few summers, And he is a really good dude, and he came out to say hi, and I kind of put him on the spot and was like, dude, you should catch for my son. He'd love
come
it.
Come on, man.
So he went and switched out with the guy that was supposed to catch, and Jake was nice enough to go out there and do that, and it was nice seeing him and talking to him. I wish him nothing but the best of luck, man. You couldn't ask for a nicer guy to hopefully have success and do good things. So it was fun. By the way, I think Hooks might have hit 75 on that radar.
It might have been. It was close.
75-80, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Wow.
Now, they also had a pitcher for the team they were playing throwing like 97 miles an hour. So that their clock might have been
It was downwind. The wind was blowing dead in.
Was it really?
Oh, my gosh. It was blowing dead in all night.
I couldn't believe when I kept watching that. It was like both pitchers were throwing 90-some miles an hour. I was like, good God.
The guy for Cleburne kept, like three pitches in a row, 94, 95, 96.
He must throw dead straight for him not to be in the majors. Yeah, and they weren't behind it. They were seeing it real well.
Because there's a lot of guys that throw in the mid-90s, but when it's flat,
you
hit them all day long.
Did you throw a strike?
No, I was a little low outside.
I was thinking
there was a 1-2 count.
Yeah. Someone's chasing that pitch.
I was going for the strikeout. Yeah, we had late movement.
All right.
I know they swung.
Yeah. Someone's chasing that pitch. Someone's chasing it. By the way, too, Hooks was trying to avoid throwing off the mound, made him.
Here's the deal. It looked so pretty.
It was. My brother-in-law does a nice job.
You didn't want to ruin it?
No. I was like, I'll just throw from here because that looks so good.
You should have heard him before, though. Hooks is like, I'm going out there. I'm going to dig in.
Well, he was telling me that he was going to try and get you to throw from the mound.
Yeah, that's no problem.
He threw last year from the mound. He tried.
I don't mind. Last year was the first time that I didn't just pop it in there. Last year, when I went up there with you, because you pitched in college baseball, I went up there with you. I was actually a little nervous because I didn't want to. I thought about rearing back and firing this damn thing.
You should have just.
And I didn't want to launch it over everybody's head and into the
net
back there.
There's a net. I think people forget, like, if you haven't done it or stood on the mound before, 60 feet 6 inches is a long way away.
It's not, dude. It's not. It's
in
not
the tunnel. It kind of closes in on you.
It's not a long distance. It's you're up in the air. A lot of people have never thrown. Have you ever thrown from a mound?
Yeah.
It's way different. Throwing from a mound, throwing from the ground. Two totally different things. However, when you're throwing, it's easy to sail that ball.
Yeah.
Hooks, you just cracked open a beer in case people were wondering right there.
Well, I think, like you said, coming
it's Friday,
from the, coming
it's
from
weekend.
From the top down.
Yeah.
My only thing for me was the last two times we've done it is just not slipping and falling.
Yeah, without cleats on.
No cleats. And I'm just worried about it.
You're not striding into the throw too much.
They're a little slick.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. That's fun, though. No, it's a good time. Wait till I'm excited for, what is it? I think it's 17th of August when we do that celebrity softball game.
That's going to be fun.
I was trying to look out there and figure out where, because it's only 220 feet for this fence.
Dude, it was.
How did you guys not hit home runs in that thing?
Well, I don't think we had that many hard hitters on our team last year.
Oh, well, you got two this year. They purposefully set this thing up so Hooks and I can.
My swing will have a big loop in it.
Here, I'm going to tell you right now.
It better be.
I'm going to tell you right now. I am going to try my damnedest to hit it out of the actual field, not the stupid 220 foot fence. Well, I'm going to try to go.
Of course.
It's 330 down left. You got to get a hold of one to get to 330, mm-hmm. but I think I've only done that a couple times in my life, so we'll see.
With a softball.
Those slow pitch bombs. Softball. That's a bomb.
This
Hoency could. We need to get Hoency out there on our team.
No doubt.
I've seen him hit a 350 before.
Really?
With a stupid slow pitch softball, man. Like, yeah, you know how much bat speed you have to generate to hit a old man slow pitch softball that far? Hoency could. They need to get a. When they do their pitchers home run derby, y'all need to go down there and watch him. He's a lefty, and he can crank that thing.
Just got an update. The Ohio State Maryland baseball game will go off at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And then the Huskers are an hour after their game's over.
Yeah, and that game is in the bottom of the eighth right now. So, but currently,
so
when
probably
it starts.
You're at least 11:30, 11:45.
Yeah. The by the way, if you guys didn't see it, thank goodness we had somebody out there with their brains dialed in. Nebraska, Iowa. They're going to play late into the night. Now they're going to be playing, obviously, this morning. It's an hour after that game that you just talked about gets over is when they start. Good move. Here's the thing with Nebraska. Your starting pitching has been carrying you. Your bullpen has been a little shaky. you have a nice setup for your starting pitching. Mm-hmm. So if they would have went out and tried to play that thing, got two innings in, and then you burn through your starter,
you got to come back.
That'd have been a disaster. Yes. A disaster for this team.
Yep.
So I'm glad that it worked out the way that it did. Also, by the way, if you didn't see it, the guy that we luckily avoided with Minnesota pitched a gem yesterday. Boy,
did he.
He's good.
Oh, he's real good.
He's good.
When is Nebraska going to get their All-American starter around
that
here?
That guy's good.
Because that guy is good. Why has Minnesota got him? How did he end up in Minnesota? That's what I want to know. Because that makes no sense.
No sense.
But he pitched a gem yesterday. I'm glad hopefully we'll be avoiding him
again. He should be done.
He should be done for the tournament. He's so
only typically going to see one start.
Nebraska, by the way, Hooksy, bring up, you looked up the latest projections.
Oh,
you got to
hear
this.
Right here. Yep. So, as of this morning, this came out, baseballamerica.com has your Huskers. Wait for it. A 2-seed projected right now, but hold your horses a little bit.
Let's not do this. I don't want to do this.
We are
right
currently
now
projected a 2-seed in the field of 64, but by all calculations, when you look at it, you're the lowest 2-seed currently in the tournament. But you would think 2-seed's fine. It's great, right? But you will currently, if everything pans out and it goes like this, you're the lowest 2-seed. You travel to Nashville, Tennessee to take on, in that bracket, number one, Vandy.
Yeah, not interested. I'm not about that life.
No.
Don't need that. Not about that life right there.
Nope. Yeah, you're predicted in the Vandy bracket, Nashville, Tennessee, with Arizona and Southern currently.
Yeah, let's not. There's no reason to be in that bracket. So basically, we got to throw the game.
And
what
Southern
do we
is already
in it.
It's
a tough position. Do we want a championship or do we want to not play Vandy?
I want to make it to the actual cultural series.
Now,
that's the ultimate goal.
Now, if this projection holds right now, currently, this is what will make this thing interesting now the rest of the way of the tournament. Because if you can go out and win a couple more games or win the thing,
mm-hmm.
now you move out. You're a 2-seed, but you get to get out of that situation.
Yeah,
you can play your way out of that situation.
Yep.
All right, you can become a higher 2-seed, but right now mm-hmm. you're projected as the Huskers are projected as the lowest 2-seed in the bracket.
Yeah, I've always been of the mindset. Obviously, you want to do the best you can, and then you play whoever's in front of you. But if you have an opportunity to not have to play the number one team in the country,
yeah, I mean, for instance, you look at a team like Indiana. Indiana won the conference. They're projected a 2-seed. They're in, by the way, because by winning the Big Ten, you're in.
Yeah.
They're a 2-seed, but they go to Stanford, which is the 12th team in the country.
Right.
The 12th highest seed. So there's the difference in that 2-seed versus our 2-seed that's projected.
Yeah, they have a very nice advantage there. So, yeah, that's ultimately, I mean, that's kind of what you're looking at. So we'll see. Obviously, if you ask Darren, he would tell you he doesn't care. But I would also tell you that if we were having a pint with Darren, he'd say, man, I did not want to go to this place. You know what I mean? Like, it's just how sports is. Like, obviously, whatever you do, if you ever play in a tournament of any type, you don't want to get matched up against whoever the big dog is until hopefully the championship,
mm-hmm.
where you can, you know, try to take them out then. And in this case, like I said to you, I go, well, I don't want to play Vanderbilt unless it's in Omaha.
Yeah. Put our fans there, please.
Yes, I don't want to play Vandy unless we're playing in Omaha in the College World Series. All right, so big show lined up. We have Matt Quintero coming in. We'll chat with him, probably talk a little bit in that. There is Aladdin, the mm-hmm. new with Will Smith. That's out. I'll be curious his take on that because I'm kind of with him. I don't need Disney ruining all of our childhood movies by making these crappy real life ones. Don't want to do that. It's getting all right ratings, so we'll see.
I'm excited for The Lion King.
See, I'm not interested in that.
All right.
At least it's a computer generated movie instead of them trying to do something different, but I don't know. Kids, go out and watch the originals. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk to him about that. We'll probably do a little Game of Thrones conversation in there now that it's been a week since that show. And then we've got DDT, Dr. Dane Todd, coming in.
Oh, baby.
Excited to chat with him. I'm going to ask him that question about the playing Vandy. And you don't publicly admit it. As a team, you don't admit it. But I promise you, players talking to each other, they're like, boy, if we could get a good draw, that'd be awful nice. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why whenever the NCAA tournament comes out, once you're in, you just accept whatever you get. But obviously, you're rooting. You'd say, boy, I'd really like to be whoever the number 4-1 seed is. That's the team That's the bracket we want to be in, you know, that sort of thing. So we will we'll get to that with him. We'll talk some Husker football with him. Just a lot of stuff going on. We'll get take a break. We'll come back. And last night, how about those Raptors?
Wow.
3-2 now in the series. They get a big road win. Something hit me this morning, and I want to discuss it with you guys. Because it's an interesting thing that's happening in the NBA right now. And I think people are holding these two teams to a standard they probably shouldn't. And I'll explain that when we come back.